Books on Tape presents The Seduction of the Crimson Rose by Lauren Willig, read by Kate Redding. To Nancy M. Flynn, setting the standard for best friends since 1982. Prologue. November 2003. The Vaughan Collection, London.
£4! Demanded the 14-foot-high statue of Hercules.
For such a big man, Hercules had a surprisingly high-pitched voice. It took me a moment to realize that it wasn't actually a piece of classical statuary demanding the contents of my wallet, but a very human-sized woman seated at a small desk at its base. When you're confronted by a twice-larger-than-life statue of Hercules wielding a club and wearing little more than a strategically draped serpent, you tend not to notice much else. To be fair, it wasn't all Hercules's fault. I had spent the morning in a state of utter uselessness, nearly gotten run over by a cab on my way to the archives, and given a pair of confused German tourists directions to Westminster Abbey when what they wanted was Kensington Palace. The cause of all this chaos and confusion? I had a date, a real live date with a real live boy. If this doesn't seem exactly stop-the-presses sort of stuff, then you've clearly never experienced the soul-sucking self-doubt that comes of a year without so much as an attempted grope. And the boy in question? Think a blonde Hugh Grant without the sketchy past, or Errol Flynn without the tights. Unlike my other exes, and most Robin Hoods, he actually spoke with an English accent, which made sense, because he was English, born and bred on the...